Then talking about the nail findings in pemphigus, they can be nail dystrophy in any form in which it can be discoloration, onycholysis, onychomedasis, splinter hemorrhages or any nail dystrophy. Acute paronychia or subungual hematomas may be present. Foods to be avoided in pemphigus vulgaris, these include garlic, peanut butter, nuts, raw carrots, citrus fruits, tomatoes, onion and radish. All of these should be advised to avoid in case of pemphigus vulgaris. Then if the patient is having pemphigus vulgaris along with hepatitis C infection, then will we consider giving rituximab? Yes, we will give rituximab for the control of the disease and refer the patient to the hepatologist for the treatment of the hepatitis C infection. Both of the diseases should be treated at the same time. Then what is Brunsting Perry phenotype? This is a variant of mucous membrane pemphigoid which is localized to the head and neck and lead to scarring. Then what is the criteria for bullous SLE? First, the SLE should be diagnosed based on ACR criteria. Along with that, tense blisters will be present on the sun-exposed and non-exposed areas both. Histopathology will show the findings of subepidermal split and neutrophil accumulation at the tip of the papilla. Linear or granular deposits can be seen that contains IgG, Ig or C3 at dermal-epidermal junction. And immunoreactants will be present below the basal lamina by electron microscopy. All of these should be satisfied or they should be present to label a case as a case of bullous SLE. Then associations of dermatitis herpetiformis, these include gluten sensitive enteropathy, small bowel lymphoma, autoimmune thyroid disease, type 1 diabetes mellitus, Addison's disease and vitiligo.